This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Strasbourg attorney Doug Arthur sent me a copy of his musical Labor of Love, a CD he calls Way Back When, that is composed entirely of songs he wrote. I put it on and immediately started foxtrotting. Yes, I do know how to foxtrot around WMRA. And just had to know how this fabulously danceable and completely original music came into being.
I've been in music in some fashion all my life, performing or writing, and for many, many years. And it's kind of interesting because the young lady who's on this particular album is Rhonda Sager, and she and I work together. Rhonda is a paralegal in my office, and actually worked there about 3 years before I really knew that she sang. And she was seeing me doing all this stuff with the performing. And one day she brought a tape to me and said, "You might just listen to this." And because she'd not been singing secular music out in public, she'd been singing in churches, and she'd been singing, doing that all her life, doing a lot of gospel-type music. So I listened, and I said, "Hey, this gal can sing." So one thing led to another. One thing led to another, and we formed a trio.
Everybody tells me I'm the toast of the town. All the fellas seem to want to take me around. I had a date for Friday night and Saturday too. But Sunday evening, honey, I was feeling kind of blue. 'Cause it's just not the same without you. Oh, yeah.
First, I want to talk with you a little bit about music, 'cause you're a lawyer.
That's right. Well, all lawyers are frustrated something else's. You know, that's just the way that works. So I'm a lawyer and enjoy that very much, but I've always just had a passion for music, as a lot of lawyers do. I love the Great American Songbook, and I love traditional jazz. And I like that as a youngster, still love it, and I'm just not aware of a lot of folks who are doing that type of music or writing that type song.
Tell me about the creation of this album. I'm dating myself.
Well,
this.
that's what I call it. I call it an album.
Okay. How did it come into being?
Well, I've always wanted to do an album of those type songs that we just spoke of, and I didn't want to just do covers because there are a lot of other folks who can do them better than I. So I wanted to do something that we had written and kind of do a way back when in time. We really did pull some folks in who were quite talented, as you could hear on the album.
Now, how'd they get there?
Okay.
I want the story
The background on that is that there's a wonderfully talented young man named Greg Ruby who's on the album. He co-directed the album with me. And Greg married a gal from Strasbourg, Virginia, my hometown.
Where is he from? Where's Greg
and
from?
And Greg was originally from Pennsylvania and is now a professional musician in Seattle, Washington.
That's not exactly a musical backwater.
Not exactly a musical backwater, but his genre is really gypsy jazz. So he's a Django Reinhardt follower and is a wonderful player and performer, writes a lot of nice stuff himself, and is a very young man who loves jazz, gypsy jazz in particular, but jazz in general.
Now, let's define gypsy jazz in case somebody isn't aware of it.
Okay, gypsy jazz is a jazz that came about from performances, most of which were in Paris, France, in the 1920s. And there was a fellow named Django Reinhardt, who was a wonderful, wonderful guitarist. And he played with a fellow who lived until fairly recently named Stefan Grappelli. And Stefan Grappelli was a wonderful violinist. And they played some of the Great American Songbook that was just starting back in the 20s and 30s, and they put their own particular style to it, which was, as far as the guitar was concerned and the violin were concerned, there was a lot of rapid movement, a lot of 64th notes and shorter even than that, to get from one phase to the other in the songs. They're fantastically wonderful musicians and created a really neat sound.
We have your friend, Greg Ruby, who is a gypsy jazzing it up in Seattle.
Right, right.
And now he's working on this CD with you.
Well, I talked to Greg's father-in-law, who's a fan.
Okay.
And I said...
Who you know.
I said, yeah, it's who you know. I said, do you sense that Greg might have any fun working with some of my songs? And he said, well, here's his information. Get in touch with him. So... I did. I called Greg.
Called him.
Well, just telephone call.
Yeah.
And of course, I'd met Greg. We didn't really know each other, but knew who each other were. And I called him and said, we got a few songs. Would you give a listen? He said, sure. So I sent to him some tunes that I'd written. And he wrote back and said, hey, I listened. I kind of liked the chord changes, liked some of the melody. Let's talk. All right, so Greg and I talked and decided that we would like to do the album, and we picked 12 songs that we wanted to produce, and Greg said some of these really lend themselves to traditional jazz sound, and traditional jazz basically is the jazz that started and grew up in New Orleans, transferred up the river to Chicago, and then across to New York, and usually consists of a rhythm section together with trumpet, trombone, and clarinet. And that's what we have on this album on 5 of the tunes. And Greg said, I happen to have just been working with some guys. One thing led to another. He said, let me call Dennis and Gordon. Let me call Charlie. And so we had the calls in, and these fellows said, well, we're going to be together in the Virginia area. And one thing led to another, and sure enough, we're in Front Royal, Virginia now in the recording studio. With these wonderfully talented musicians that you hear on this album. And we're making this record. So we did a full day's recording, put down 5 of those 5 songs that have those particular instruments on it. And then we came back later and did 7 more songs that have the more traditional piano, bass, drums, and guitar on. I think 2 of the most representative ones on there of the traditional jazz probably are You Gotta Start Treating Me Right.
But you just another man. You better come home and hold me tight. Love me while you can.
And then I think for the more what I call the lounge jazz, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. She's in New York and she's very, very bluesy and lonesome. I guess you'll give my heart back to me.
I guess you'll give my heart back to me. I guess now you'll wanna set it free. You're singing love songs to somebody new. I guess I'll take my heart back from you. But if you started singing those love songs to me, I guess I'd give my heart back to you.
When you look back on your life in terms of doing something that you really enjoyed doing, how does Way Back When stack up?
From a purely, hey, I really want to do this myself standpoint, it's right there at the top.
Here's a link to the Rhonda Sager Trio website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.